And now, a few notes from the Cold War files. In 1953, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed for giving America's atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. The Rosenbergs' KGB handler, Alexander Feklisov, has now died in Moscow at the age of 93. In announcing his death, Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service said the KGB colonel had conducted serious missions related to the procurement of secret scientific information. Feklisov later insisted that Julius Rosenberg had not passed on any atomic secrets, that the Russians developed the bomb on their own, a notion disputed by former Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. During the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, Feklisov was the KGB station chief in Washington. In that capacity, he met with ABC correspondent John Scali and relayed to Scali the Soviet regime's intentions. Scali then passed this on to the Kennedy administration. While the U.S. and USSR were frozen in a nuclear standoff, the ice began to crack with the advent of cultural exchanges. In 1958, Russian choreographer Igor Moiseev brought his folk dance troupe to the Metropolitan Opera House. Now, if you're thinking folk dancing means do-si-doing on a barn floor, think again. Moiseev created a new form of theatrical dance, drawing on the folk traditions of the regions of the Soviet Union. His dancers were trained in ballet, which he called the grammar of movement. In a Moiseev performance, shepherds from the Caucasus leap acrobatically into the air. Lines of Ukrainian maidens snake with flawless precision across the stage, all in a swirl of gorgeously colored costumes. When the troupe first hit New York, they were a spectacular hit. Ed Sullivan gave them an hour on his variety show. Igor Moiseev was still putting his dancers through their paces when NPR profiled him back in 1999. He died yesterday at the age of 101. And today marks 50 years since the launch of Sputnik 2, with the first animal ever in space, a little mongrel dog named Laika.